back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
I have your organic 3-in-1 plant garden naturally protects plants against damaging sunburn, insects, and rodents, protects newly installed plants and trees, shields pruned and damaged surfaces for use on your roses, fruit and nut trees, ornamental trees, and shrub. This product is non-toxic, environmentally safe, and organic. You can visit ivorganics.com for more information. And as always, you can call into 414-444-5250. We had a couple of questions come in. Looks like we have a couple of canning questions.
Yeah, a couple of canning questions. I canned plain pears in syrup a couple of years ago, and now no one eats them. Could I make them in
They want to make pie filling.
Make pie filling, okay. Is that possible? If you've canned the pears in a syrup, can you uncan them or pour them out and then recan them as a pie?
I'm
going to
say that's a no, probably because they've sat there and their qualities have changed. However, you could just take them and make your own pie with them.
Without recanning it. So even if it was just canned last year or last month, once you've canned a produce.
It changes the molecular aspects of it. So I wouldn't safely do it, no.
Okay. Next canning question. I made some fruit jelly, juice jelly with...
It came out in the fruit juice jelly video. So they made the fruit juice jelly, and it didn't set. It became a thick, syrupy-like consistency.
And we've had this problem when we've made jelly, and it hasn't sat up right. What is some of the telltale signs of what the canner may be doing incorrectly that's preventing them from setting up to get that jelly-like consistency?
So as I always say, canning is a science. When you're doing science, there's an order of operations that you are following. Same thing like baking a cake. So a lot of times it could possibly be the order of operations. You didn't check your set before you started jarring it. You may not have added enough pectin. The recipe might say add X amount of pectin, but sometimes you have to add a little bit more, possibly more lemon juice. It just depends. So you have to cook it down a little bit more sometimes too. So there's a few things that could go wrong with that. If you double the batch, that could be harmful too. So in that case, I guess if I made the raspberry fruit juice jelly and it didn't set up, I would just use it as syrup.
Okay, and you can't reprocess it and add more pectin?
No.
Okay, once it's done, it's done. It's not a go back and
right.
add it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Connie says, wow, just ran across your video of canned zucchini pineapple, mock pineapple. Thank you. I'm going to try this for sure. Explain what that is, because people are like, I've got 1,000 pounds of zucchini coming out of the garden. I don't know what to do with it.
So this is awesome. You take your zucchini and you peel it and you chop it and take the seeds out, and then you basically cook it in pineapple juice and sugar for a bit, and then it absorbs that pineapple flavor, and then you can it with the pineapple juice, and then it becomes basically pineapple but zucchini, and it's really tasty, and nobody would know the difference except for it's not. Pineapple kind of has that little bit of stringy quality. It doesn't have that, but it still tastes just as good.
And you can make zucchini bread, which tastes like banana bread. We were told by a lady who ran a farm stand several years ago, make an apple pie. Leave the apples out, put zucchini in the substitute for the apples. Nobody knows the difference.
Right. I think that's a kind of a brilliant idea, too. And there's even now people are branching up to things like zucchini brownies, zucchini cakes, and zucchini lemon loaf.
That's infused lemon. As well as you could probably dehydrate these as well and probably do something with them.
If you want.
But
I have friends who grow a lot of zucchini, and they'll shred it, and then they'll freeze it as is, and then they'll pull out what they need to make zucchini baked goods throughout the winter and whatnot.
Carol writes in and says, I love your show, learning so much. We appreciate that, Carol. We hope that all of our programs bring some level of informational, educational to you, the listener. Doreen writes in, we talked about starting a garden here for fall earlier in the program, and you can do that with cold frames. You want to get your cold frame built and then get your plants established and then use the cold frame as essentially a mini greenhouse to preserve and keep the plants alive. They are not going to grow, but they will stay alive and you can harvest off and they'll grow a little bit, but not like they do in the summer. So Doreen asked, I noticed in some of your videos you did not have any slant in your cold frame construction. I've been told you need to have a slant of the frame towards the sun to catch it in order for it to work correctly. Well, that is important if you're able to create a cold frame with a slant that is capturing that sun. That south-facing sun, you twist it and you're during your cold winters, wherever you're at in the country or world, to allow the sun to radiate into the cold frame. You don't open the cold frame up only during the warmest portions of the day so that radiation of heat can regenerate inside of it. But if you're making a cold frame out of lumber and you're not able to put a slant on it, or for our instance, we made it out of straw bales, and put covers over the top of it where slant was not possible, it will still work. But you want to get your plants established now in the middle of summer so they are full maturity by the time cold comes, and then you can keep them alive. There is a lot of great videos online that indicates how you properly can do such on a very small scale, very cheap scale, or very large scale and more investment towards that particular line of overwintering or growing in cold frames. Another canning question here. How many jars of pumpkin is needed to make one pie? I've often imagined that you would have to drain an immense amount of liquid out of the pumpkin before you can use it. And I'm looking to possibly can pumpkin this fall, but want to know if it's worth the effort. Number one, canning pumpkin, you have to pressure can it, you have to peel it, you have to cube it. You cannot mash it and put it in the jar. It's not safe. The internal temperatures in a pressure canner inside the jar does not get high enough to kill the pathogens off that are required for safe canning. One jar is enough for one 9-inch pan pie, typical pie. You just that's what you need. You make your other ingredients, you drain the liquid off, you put the cubed canned pumpkin in the mixture, you puree it up, put it in the pan, put it in the oven, you're good to go. One jar is all you need of canned pumpkin for a pumpkin pie. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com. For full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.